Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join with us as we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, and sometimes I do that. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about today our only hope. From the Christian standpoint, from the believer standpoint, what would be the only hope that we have? The Bible is very clear in Psalms 146 and verse 3. Put not your trust in princes nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again, I believe that we need to focus on the only source of help and hope that we have is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So often from the human perspective, when there are problems and difficulties, chaos, confusion, and that which we see taking place in a nation as America today, we want to place our faith and trust and confidence in government, in electing the right person, making sure that we have the right people in a position of leadership. But I want us to understand and recognize that that's not the place that we need to have our hope. Our hope, our confidence, our trust must be placed in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, nothing more and nothing less. Let me remind you, as we face our issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. I call it the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, many times that verse is quoted out of context saying, the truth shall make you free. But the real truth is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. It's the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, nothing more and nothing less. So often we want to place our faith and trust and confidence in the Communist Network News, the socialist Marxist media, and those that do not know the truth, if it slapped them in the face. In fact, it was George Orwell in his dystopian novel of 1984, printed, I believe, published in 1947-48. 1984 was the projected time that he had things to say about what America would be like. He is the one that is the secularist, but he made a profound statement in his work called 1984. George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're finding today AOC and the other three and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the whole host of the Biden administration, I don't believe they'd recognize truth if it were spelled out on the monitor before them. You know, Joe Biden, as he speaks, he's got the what they call the presidential talking points that the cameras picked up while he was in the Global 7 G7 meeting. And some of those things that he had on his presidential talking points, he even stumbled on trying to read those. But as we think about truth, we need to understand that it is despised. There is a great, revulsion over the term truth today. But I want us to think for a moment. It was Jim DeMint, the former U.S. senator, that made a profound statement that I've enjoyed since I found his writing on that subject. He made a statement. Jim DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He states, and I quote, truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for death of America, it is the death of truth in America. Look no further than the decline of a Bible-based Christianity. Then Jim DeMint further says, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, when we go back to searching for and making a determination of what is truth, it is the source book called truth. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I commend it to you each and every day. And that's what we find in the 20th century, the 15th century theologian, reformer, and church builder was Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're nearing the point in world history, and especially in America today, that it's going to require Christians to take a stand. Stand if you stand alone. Stand for truth, even if it means standing to death. That's my challenge to you on this broadcast. As we face the issues, we need to recognize that God's still in still on his throne. God's still in control. God's not departed. God's not dead. God's not even had COVID. And I want us to know it is God that we need to look at through the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They have a knowledgeable staff to answer your questions about professional as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole at the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the things that's taking place in America today and place our hope and our trust and our confidence in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We're living in a day and a time when many Americans seem to feel hopeless and helpless because of the aura of that which is taking place out of the Beltway in Washington, D.C. today. But I want us to know God is still in control. He's still on the throne. He's still in charge. He's not abandoned us. And we need to, rather than focusing on government, we need to focus on God. It is Jesus Christ, the Savior. It is Christ and not Caesar that we need to place our trust and confidence in. We're going to look at a whole litany of things today that's facing us as a nation and getting back to the fundamental foundational statement of today that our hope, our only hope, is the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I believe we have Dan on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
While good in morning. Prayer today, delighted to have you with us.
Well, a question came to me today while in prayer, and I was pondering, since the administration and the deep state is preparing to list the Christian as the homeland terrorist, would we have the opportunity through the freedom of speech and our Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights, and et cetera, will we have the opportunity to list what I'm calling the homeland political terrorist? Those that have broken the laws, do not abide by the Constitution, do not abide by the will of we the people, the power that makes America work, supposedly now. If we were to do that, if we were to list from county to state, the capital, those that hold an office and violate that office and their oath, would that expedite their attack on us? What's your thoughts on that one?
Well, Dan, number one, we wouldn't have enough paper. The list would be too long to have enough pen and paper and ink to list it. But you're exactly right. One of the things that we find that we're on the fast track with, and that is the Domestic Terrorist Act, the 32-page document that the DOJ has developed. And they made the statement, they developed that paper, that plan, 32-page plan, in collaboration and cooperation with governmental agencies, with governmental leaders, with political leaders, and with foreign in input, as the way they put it, what that foreign input may be, only God knows, but they have developed it on the basis of how to control we the people. And it is a very dangerous document. And yes, it, as we'll look at in today's broadcast, we'll talk about it during the course of this broadcast, one of the things that they will be doing in that document is to make a determination to ascertain who would be the political or the dissidents or the domestic terrorists. And they have already said in that document that they have engaged big tech, social media, and all governmental agencies to be the watchdogs, if you will, to watch every move we make, every business transaction, every sales transaction, every purchase, every travel, every statement that we make, looking at all emails, internet transactions that's taking place, and we'll make the determination then on whether or not to deem you or to deem me as domestic terrorist. We're in a very dangerous, precarious position in America, and I believe we need to focus on the Lordship of Jesus Christ and recognize he's our only hope today.
Right. Now, I was watching the news this morning, and I noticed that there was a town meeting of the school board, and the parents, it was packed. There was 150 parents asked to speak. After 51, I think they canceled the rest of the ability for the parents. Well, it broke out into a little scuffle. But you saw the police tackling a father as though he were or he was a problem. It was him that they needed to handcuff and haul away because he was standing for the right to decide what his child is learning in school. We need to start speaking out on all the issues.
Dan, you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. That happened to be up in Lowndes County, Virginia, and they've got, I believe it was 18 Virginia. Members on the school board, and they're now pushing to go ahead and remove the 18 members of the school board. But you're exactly right, because they basically turned off the mic several times. They didn't want to hear the conversation from the we the people or the citizens in that county, if you will. That's a bedroom of D.C., and so it's made up of what I call the loose, lax, lost liberals that want to push the critical race theory. And by the way, that's just part and parcel of what we see taking place with the government. The government has developed the critical plan. The government's developed the critical situation. The government has placed all Americans in the position that there's chaos, confusion, calamity, and fear across the nation. They've set the stage. They built the trap. And now they're supposedly going to come back and have the resolution for that problem that we're faced with. And the problem was developed by government. And now government says they're going to come back and correct it for us by enforcing their will on the will of the people rather than being a government for the people, of the people, and by the people. It's going to be government by the dictator fascist form of system that we're devolving to in America. But you're exactly right. People need to take a stand. As Christians, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. As conservatives, it's time that we speak up. That's the reason, Dan, I'm looking at an article that says, some people have blinders on. Franklin Graham warns the U.S. is under attack from within. Let me just read a blurb of this, Dan, before I let you go. America's under attack from within. Godless socialism and communism are threatening our very way of life in this country, and the inroads already made are shocking. Even though no one has fired a shot, the battle is raging. We'd better wake up before it's too late, he warned on social media. It's like some people have blinders on and don't even see the dangers ahead and what's coming down the road before us, end quote. So, Dan, one of the things that you're speaking about is we need to stand up and speak up. Franklin Graham is saying almost the same thing in a different fashion. In that article, he continues to talk about the critical race theory and what's being taught in our schools, and it's time for parents and for we the people, Christians and conservatives, patriots in America, to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Yes, we need to take our government back. Dan, thank you so much for your call and for your input. Spot on with what you're saying. And I pray that others will wake up and see what is taking place and make a decision that we need, number one, depend on God. Number two, trust in him, call on him, confess our sins, ask him to heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14
Dr. Youngblood,
is a challenge for us. Yes, sir.
May God have mercy on this nation and we Christians. That's all I can pray for.
Absolutely, brother. You're exactly right. Thank you so much for your comment, for your input. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your call goes directly through to our studios and right to our microphones. so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and your discussion. So just what are some of the problems we're faced with today in America? What are some of the issues that are facing us today that should cause consternation and concern, but ought not to cause us to fear? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe one of the greatest tools, and it's a Marxist tool that's been used. The Marxist tool is to bring about division in a nation and to bring about fear. And as a result of fear, it will allow the people, cause the people, force the citizens to submit and surrender to the government that is over them. And we're watching that taking place in America today. And that fear factor, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not been keeping count, goes back for about 16, 17 months now, when President Donald J. Trump was told by Emperor Fauci, as he whispered in whispered in President Trump's ear, that 2.2 million people are going to die in America unless we did a total lockdown on our nation. As a result of that, we had a lockdown of America. We had a total fear and consternation in our nation because of thinking that 2.2 million people are going to die. And what Emperor Fauci did not tell President Trump was that that was a lie perpetrated out of the London Institute, where a professor, Ferguson, made the calculation that that'd be the number of people that will die. And as a result of that, it put America in a total state of fear. And that fear was used by the present administration and the socialist Marxist media that will have you to believe that everybody's going to die unless we continue the lockdown. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a move to use climate control as a reason that if we don't lock America down, in fact, one recently said every year, every 2 years at the most, we need to have a 90-day lockdown where we cease to allow any meats to be sold, cease to allow meats to be eaten, because after all, if you do that, you'll limit the number of cows that with cow flatulence causing the ozone layer to be depleted and bringing about the global warming. And they're going with all that chaos and confusion. They have found that lockdowns work, and they're going to plan in the future to use lockdowns when any so-called emergency comes up. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, the focus on the issue today is that our only hope, our only confidence ought to be in Jesus Christ and not in government. If we do any less, if we place our faith, trust, and confidence in government, we're going to fail, falter, and fall as a nation. We need to place our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're being destroyed because of division. Part of that division is brought about by the critical race theory that has been used in school after school after school. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what our last caller was talking about, because in many parts of America where the critical race theory is being promulgated, American citizens, moms and dads, grandparents are waking up. They're challenging the school boards to stop, cease, and desist. Listen very carefully. There's a plan. There's a part of the modus operandi in the realm of government and what they're doing. If the critical race theory can be promulgated and pushed, and it is, it will bring about fear and division. Another major point in the Marxist agenda, in Karl Marx's agenda for overthrowing a nation, bringing about socialism and communism, is to divide. We're watching America being divided as never before by pushing the critical race theory. And ladies and gentlemen, for your information, if you're not aware of it, go back and study our Constitution and recognize with the 1964 Civil Rights Act that it's an addition to our constitutional guidelines. We'll find that what is done in the critical race theory is absolutely making every white child in the classroom be demeaned and castigated. And as one young lad said on a recent broadcast, he said, made the statement that he felt like scum, he felt like he was worthless, and wanted to commit suicide because of being white. We need to recognize that the government is using that to divide us and ultimately make us be the enemies of ourselves and be part and parcel of the collapse of our great nation called the land of the free and the home of the brave. Ladies and gentlemen, it's critical race theory that ought to have never been brought into our classrooms, and it's being promulgated and pushed by the left, the socialist Marxists, that wants to destroy our nation. Another thing that we're seeing today, we're still dealing with the theft of the election. The 2020 election. I don't know, most are not aware of it. Perhaps if you are, love to hear from you. By the way, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear your comments and your conclusions as to what's taking place and what you feel the answer would be. Do you feel that we need to depend on government or God? Do we need believe that we need to take a stand? As Peter in Acts chapter 5, verse 29 says, we need to obey God and not government. And he made that as a declaratory dogmatic statement because they'd been out on the street corners preaching. They said, you can't preach. Maybe they said the decimal is too high. It's hurting the ears of those patrons in the restaurant roundabout. But nevertheless, that was the statement. The next day after he was released out of jail, he's out on the street corner preaching again. They said, haven't we told you? Didn't we warn you? Didn't we admonish you that you cannot do that in this city? And ladies and gentlemen, the stand that Peter took then is the stand that we ought to take today. Now, I'm not advocating to be in some fashion an anarchist and stand against government. If that sign says STOP, it doesn't mean slide tires on pavement. It means stop. We need to obey what the government says, the law of the land. But if the law of the land, if the law of government, and government is God's agent, God's servants, according to Romans, the 13th chapter, the first seven verses, and if God's government, God's agent, the government, is going to disobey God and pass rules, regulations, and laws that's antithetical to the Word of God, the way of God, the will of God for the man of God, if that is the case, then we need to say, no, we'll not obey what government says. But yet we're finding today the government is saying that you ought not to talk about the coup that took place in 2020 that overthrew the American election system. The Dominion software, the Dominion hardware, is now being investigated and challenged in six states. In Maricopa County, in Arizona in particular, they're already finding hundreds of thousands of votes that were perhaps more than these registered voters in the county. They're finding in Georgia major, major number of ballots that were illicit ballots. And across the nation, in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and other states, we're finding where there's still an ongoing research and a review of the election. But listen very carefully. Under the plan that has been instituted by the Department of Justice with the Attorney General at the behest of our President, Joe Biden, and the Marxist leadership around him, that which has been developed is saying that if you talk about, if you publish, or put on social media anything that questions the critical race theory, anything that challenges the 2020 election, anything that challenges the source of the China virus or the Wuhan virus, as President Trump called it, if you do anything or say anything to challenge that, then you, my dear friends, you are a domestic terrorist. That is set forth very clearly in that 32-page document called the Domestic Terrorist Act. And I want us to understand we're in the hot spot, as I've said before in this broadcast, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we're in the crosshairs of the socialist Marxist government and the Marxist media that will have us to believe that somehow, some way, we should bow at the whims and the wishes of the government that is over us. There is a major, major, major need today to recognize, as I'm looking at an article here, it says, the secret to saving America. This article says, United States of America is in the throes of a full-scale revolution. The new administration, which openly promises to transform America, rewrite her constitution, and reimagine all of her bedrock institutions, is being heralded by a shockingly totalitarian censorship campaign, targeting everyone in opposition to Donald J. Trump. And on down the line, this article goes. But this revolution is not new. For decades, our nation has been under covert, slow-motion assault by what we cryptically call the far left, religious political movement fundamentally at war with both Christianity and America. Hear what this writer is saying. We're in a battle, and it's the battle for the soul of America. And I'm talking about truly a battle for the soul of America, not as Joe Biden states it so ineptly as he cognitively is disabled to speak two sentences together, but he says that we're in the battle for the soul of America. We are, but truly a battle for the soul of America is talking about destroying the moral, ethical values. It is talking about destroying faith, family, and our freedom and the future of our great nation. And this writer says the secret to saving our nation, to saving America, is to recognize that we are in a battle, and it's the battle for the soul of our nation. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, William Barr, the former Attorney General, says, Barr blasts the U.S. schools for their systemic subversion of religion. We're watching that take place. This article is dated June 21st. Former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr long known for his allegiance and adherence to the U.S. Constitution, is warning that American public schools are engaged in a broadside attack on the very idea of natural law. Barr was speaking at an event in Alliance Defending Freedom, which assembled an argument that half-century of Supreme Court decisions added to the leftist gains in American institutions have pushed schools so far that they now are governmentally established preferences for the atheist religion that's being promulgated in our public school system. He said the heavy-handed enforcement of secular progressive ideology through government-run schools is totally incompatible with traditional Christianity and other major religious traditions in our country. He said from the founding of education, where families specifically wanted Christian teaching, the far left, the leftist agenda to remove those teachings today is in the third phase, which is the secular teaching to the exclusion of all else, to the priorities that ought to be in the American school system, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the need to place our hope and our trust and our confidence in God and not in government. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Have someone with me today that I'm going to put on the spot. He's sitting over here with his headphone on, and I'm going to ask him a question. He's got a good name. His name is Gene. I happen to know the name well. And I'm delighted to have him with us today. He has taken a journey from the far left country. I don't know if he would appreciate me saying this, but he's taken the journey from the far left, that place it's called Virginia. Of course, fortunately, he's not from Northern Virginia, but from Virginia. Gene, you've heard the statements. You see what we're saying. What is the hope for America? What should we do? What should our listeners do in recognition of the dangers that we face and what is taking place through the hands of the government? How should we respond? As Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live?
I think one of the greatest things that can be done is, you know, to renew a personal focus and commitment to the Lord and His Word, and then allow that to work in and through our lives to be the salt and light that we should be in every aspect, to be a blessing, to speak the truth in love with grace and truth. So I think, you know, it really starts personally, and it starts in the home, and then it works its way out from there.
And with that being said, so often, Gene, I find that multitudes of Christians cower at the thought of facing an issue. Many times, because of this broadcast, I've had people to say, well, you need to love people. Does loving people and loving the Lord mean that we're to be a doormat and to allow the government just to run roughshod over our religious liberties?
No, in fact, one of the things, you know, in true love is first and foremost, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your might, and then loving others as yourself. True love is going to be in that priority order. And it's also going to speak that truth in love with grace.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break about 1 minute. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to continue as we face the issues today. I'd love to have your dialogue and discussion. Hang in there right after the news. We'll be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.